There are a few famous places across northern Ontario that have some form of attachment to the paranormal, such as the haunted Levick Mine in Sudbury and Mather Walls House in Keewatin. However, these scary stories aren't all hauntings and encounters with phantom strangers. Witnesses in Thunder Bay claim they come across shapeshifting cryptid creatures walking through the densely wooded areas of Trowbridge Falls. For paranormal enthusiast Carson T., it is these types of stories he wants to capture for the residents along the North Shore for his book. "Ever since I was little, I've been into paranormal things. Growing up, you heard Bigfoot and alien stories in the U.S., said Carson. But then I looked around here and I could see anything very public about people's experiences around here." Although Terry Boyall, author of the Haunted Ontario series, has collected ghost stories from across Ontario, Carson said he doesn't want to limit his book to one subject of the paranormal. "Any type of supernatural thing like ghosts, Bigfoot, and aliens. Even the weirder stuff like gnomes and timeslips," he said. So far, Carson has collected a bunch of stories from his close circle of friends and acquaintances who have shared with me their eyewitness encounters. Some notable stories were of encountering mythological gnomes and shapeshifters to ghosts. "I've had some people talk about upright foxes. Like a werewolf, but a fox instead," said Carson. "Most of the ghost stories I've gotten are more personal to the person. Like they've seen their grandparents or a past pet." He said that he has heard about the water tower lights in Schreiber. "People have been seeing weird lights every once in a while. I'm not sure if it ghosts or what," said Carson. During his investigation of the water tower in Schreiber, he said he saw the strange lights briefly, but he wants to go back to get confirmation of what he saw. During the summer, Carson has been distributing flyers around the North Shore to spread them about his book. Since the book is mainly about the North Shore, he has no specific plans to include areas such as Greenstone. He stated that he has gathered stories from the Greenstone area, but depending on the amount of room he has in his book, he might add them in. Carson explains that most people contact him through his email address, but on occasion, he'll meet with a person face to face to listen to their story. Carson said he would like to add a visual component to his book, but that would depend on the people he is interviewing to submit their photographic evidence or on the chance he sees something during his investigation into the story. He'll include those photos as well. Once Carson is finished with his book, he plans to self-publish the book and an e-book with a printable option for those who want a hard copy. Carson is encouraging anyone who has a story to reach out to him through his email address at investigativeinterests@gmail.com. "If you feel unsure about sharing your story, I think you should anyways. At least for what I do. There is no judgment coming from my end, so people should feel safe sharing things that they may not feel comfortable sharing with others," said Carson.